Pilaster topped with a plaque, marble, 1st century CE, excavated 1903, House of the Golden Cupids, Regio 6, Insula 16. Perhaps influenced by the Greeks, the elite of Pompeii began adding porticoed gardens to their houses in the 2nd century BCE. Extending out from the reception rooms, these gardens were graced with sculptures, fountains, and hedges. Geometric flower beds were enhanced with decorative items, pillars decorated with plant motifs, small columns topped by a sculpted head, masks and oscilla, circular ornaments, hanging between portico columns. This description is of the pilaster and plaque on the right, as there are two of them in this display. The pilaster or column is 80 centimetres tall and the marble plaque on top is 44.5 centimetres wide and 27.5 centimetres high, almost the height of a ruler. The plaque depicts three faces within a frame, two on the right and one on the left. They may be theatre masks. The imposing face on the left is a roaring man's face. His hair is swept back and includes small fruits, possibly grapes, and he has a full beard flaring out from his open mouth and protruding from the carving in high relief. His thick brows are knitted together in a stern or angry expression. His brow is creased and his eyes are glaring. Also, like the woman's face in the foreground on the right, he has a diadem worn above his forehead and over his wavy hair. The woman's face, by contrast, is far more serene, her brow uncreased, her pupils left uncarved so that her eyes have a blank expression. Her lips are slightly parted, her wavy hair is flowing down to where her shoulders would be, and although she's facing in the direction of the roaring man on the other side of the plaque, she's turning slightly outwards, more towards us than towards him. Behind her, in low relief, is the carved face of another bearded figure, possibly even a satyr, who is facing the other man.